My name is Chris Johnson. I've got a case of the fucking red ass. I'm doing a run this weekend. It's called the Bunny Hop. Hey, get it? It's a fucking Easter pun. The Bunny Hop. It's bunnies fucking hopping shit. If you do enough fucking runs, you realize that they got fucking themes. Usually the theme is around like the time of year. St. Patrick's Day, it'll be like the fucking Shamrock Run or some shit like that. The evil half marathon in fucking October. Fucking change with the fucking seasons. By Easter time, there's an Easter themed run in a town that I'm familiar with, East Aurora. I used to work in East Aurora. It's called the fucking Bunny Hop. And I did this race a couple years ago, and I was signed up to do the race in 2020, but everything went to shit. I sign up for a lot of fucking races. I did 35 races in 2018, 45 in 2019. Motherfucker, I did 6 in 2020, and there was only like 2 months of 2020 that we could fucking run because everything else got fucking canceled. Shit started picking up again last year. I did fucking 20. I've already done fucking 8 so far this year. Although if you look at my Buffalo Runners profile, it's not really a profile. There's a website called buffalorunners.com where it'll list all the fucking races. It's where I find races to fucking do. It'll post fucking results and it'll keep track of like the top 100, like top 100 people in the area in terms of mileage. I'm always on the fucking list because I always put it a bunch of fucking miles. But I'm looking at this fucking thing and it's like 9 races completed. I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't done no 9 races this year. And I clicked and there's another race that I didn't run. I was like, what the fuck is this? Why are there 2 Chris Johnson runs on the fucking 12th of March or whatever the fuck? I didn't do 2 fucking runs that day. And I looked, there's another fucking Chris Johnson fucking Rochester. And the goddamn computer or the site or whoever fucking runs this shit, they're not fucking smart enough to separate this fucking pretender from my fucking ass. I'm the fucking genuine article. I don't need this asshole's results, like selling up my fucking page. He's fucking everything up. If you're looking at my fucking results, you see like average mile time in the fucking 7-minute fucking range. And then this piece of shit comes along and he's got like 5 miles. He's averaging like 9:30 for that motherfucker. Get out of here with that dog shit. Fuck this Chris Johnson. Fuck fucking Rochester Chris Johnson. Rochester Chris Johnson sucks. But anyway, back to this fucking bunny hop. When 2020 rolled around, a whole bunch of races got canceled. I got reimbursements for some of the races. I didn't get reimbursements for other races. And I can't keep track of like what I signed up for and got reimbursements for. It was the fucking early pandemic, man. You're worried about other shit. Like I'm worried about like, when the fuck do I go to the store? Do I got to put a mask on? How the fuck am I going to work from home? All this shit was on my fucking mind. I wasn't like making a goddamn spreadsheet of every fucking race I've done and how many of them have given me fucking refunds. A lot of the races that didn't give out refunds gave out deferrals. So I would just be sitting on my ass minding my own business, check my fucking email. They'd be like, hey man, you got a race next week because it's a deferred entry. Like, ah, fuck. I already paid. I got to fucking do it now. Like I did a race 2 weeks ago, like the Feel the Spirit 5K or some shit. I don't want to do this fucking race. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the race. It's a fine race. But I wanted to do this like longer, like 15K, but I couldn't fucking do it because I was already signed up for this other race. I was like, well, it's kind of like you're doing it for free. Like I paid 2 years ago. Like if I paid for something 2 years ago and I never fucking use it. And then all of a sudden, like now it's like, hey, you got a free sign up. It's like you're giving me it for free, even though I already paid for 2 years ago. The 2 years ago money is already like lost in my mind. But anyway, I had a fucking deferral for the fucking bunny hop. Here's the fucking problem. I signed up for this motherfucker in January. I signed up for these races early. A lot of times I put my fucking schedule together and sometimes it's cheaper to sign up for this shit early. So I signed up for the race in January. In February, I got a notice that said, hey, you got a deferral for this race. You don't have to pay. And I thought to myself, fuck, I already paid. What am I going to do about this shit? I tried to click on the deferral link and use it, but they're like, you're already signed up, asshole. You can't use the deferral. I'm like, shit, I got to fucking figure this out. It's only like $22, but it's the principle of the situation. Like if you're giving everybody else a free fucking entry, if they signed up 2 years ago, I should get a free fucking entry. Why the fuck should I have to pay twice if other assholes don't have to pay twice, right? It's the principle of the situation. So I fucking emailed these assholes multiple times over the last month and a half. I've tried to email them through the fucking race website. Once, twice, 3 times. That didn't fucking work. I found their fucking email address. Once, twice. It didn't fucking work. I finally tracked down the motherfucker who's running this race. I found his email on this fucking EA Rotary site because that's who's holding the fucking race. And I emailed him directly. I was like, motherfucker, I've been trying to reach you fucks and you're not fucking answering me. This is Chris Johnson here. What the fuck is going on with my $22? Explain the situation. It's not a very complicated situation, is it? So he writes back. He's like, yeah, sorry you were unable to get a hold of us. No. I haven't been unable to get a hold of you. You're not fucking answering. Like, it's not like I'm dialing and you're not picking up and we're playing phone tag like it's fucking 1980 here. You mean to tell me you're not getting the other fucking emails? Bullshit. And he's like, hey, I just checked and you already signed up this year and your race deferral was, you know, from 2020 to this year. So I hope that answers your question. And I responded like, motherfucker, this does not answer my fucking question. I didn't get to use the fucking deferral. Am I speaking fucking Mandarin here? How is this fucking complicated? Jesus H. Christ. So I responded, I'm like, yo, you didn't answer my question. I already paid before I got to use the fucking deferral. You understand what I'm fucking telling you? You took my money twice. You took $22 from 2 years ago, you wiped your fucking ass with it, and then you're keeping my $22 from this year. That's fucking horse shit. Why the fuck should I have to pay twice? I don't understand why the fuck I should have to fucking pay twice. If I don't get that fucking money, I'm never doing this fucking race again. Fuck this guy. Fuck that town. Fuck their fucking Rotary Club. And you know what? Even if they do give me money, fuck him anyway. Fuck him anyway. Fuck this guy. Like, did you read the fucking email? I just don't get how it's complicated. You said I could have a deferral to the race. I already signed up and paid, and they wouldn't let me use the deferral. What are you gonna do with the fucking extra money you just fucking got from me? This isn't fucking trigonometry. Email after email after email, you finally get a response. The response is fucking stupid. I know I'm signed up, you fucking dick. I was the one who fucking signed up. I told you I was signed up. What I'm telling you is I didn't get paid. You didn't give me the fucking money that you fucking owe me. Will I get that money? We'll fucking find out. Will I keep you posted? I don't know. I might fucking forget. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is on Podbean. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever fucking site you want. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. Also going to put the cast in my Facebook timeline for you so you can catch it there.